Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello everyone, it is Thursday the 13th of April and this is Red Men Bite Size, a bite-sized look at all the things happening in and around the world of Liverpool Football Club. We've got news of a former Red whose new club may well be looking to get shut after a shocking physical incident involving him and a former Manchester City player. Liverpool's star man being named Player of the Month. The 13 players who could leave Liverpool as part of a summer rebuild. A less Liverpool affected but nonetheless important piece of Premier League news around gambling sponsors. A complicated deal for a midfield star. And David Maddock, Mirror journalist and friend of Redmen TV, with a mega piece on Bellingham and alternatives, including a shock return move for a player very heavily approached by Liverpool in the past. Let's dive in then, and we'll start with Sadio Mane. It was reported after their Champions League defeat that apparently Sadio Mane punched Leroy Sané. Wild stuff. Subsequently, Bayern Munich have suspended him as well. This from bbc.co.uk. Bayern Munich have left Sadio Mane out of their squad for Saturday's league match against Hoffenheim amid reports he punched teammate Leroy Sané. Reports in Germany allege Mane hit Sané in the face following Tuesday's 3-0 Champions League defeat by Man City at the Etihad. The pair reportedly had to be separated by teammates after the altercation. Bayern said Senegal forward Mane has been dropped because of misconduct and confirmed he will also be fined. Bildt, said the former Liverpool player, a two-time African Footballer of the Year, had complained about the way German winger Sané spoke to him after the defeat. After flying back to Germany, Mane was picked up privately at the airport while Sané got the team bus. Neither Mane nor Sané have yet to comment on the alleged allocation or the similarity in pronunciation of their surnames. Bayern host City in their quarterfinal second leg next Wednesday. Yeah, so that via BBC. There had been pictures earlier on in the day of them training together. It looked like that might have been an altercation that had been papered over or soothed, calmed down, whatever you wish. But no, Sadio Mane has been left out of the squad for this weekend's game on the back of punching Leroy Sané. There you go. It's in the news article I don't think any of us expected to have to report on, but here we are. The slight follow-on from this, Plety Goal, another occasional contributor to Redmen Plus, Sky reporter over in Germany, tweets this via LFC transfer rumour reporting that he said on the Mane Sané incident, Bayern cannot accept that. It will go beyond the fine. The club has to set an example. I don't think Sadio Mane has a future at Bayern beyond the summer. Interesting stuff then for the long-term future of Sadio. And an interesting award, and probably a just award really for a man that he probably did want to punch in the face several times whilst at Liverpool. Mohamed Salah has been named the Standard Chartered Player of the Month for March. This via the official Liverpool account. Got to see Mo Salah holding the award, which I'm sure he's got plenty of at this point. Does it mean anything to him at this point? There's no way of knowing. Does he have a special wing of his house dedicated to his Standard Chartered Footballer of the Month awards? I'm not so sure. But he has won it again, regardless. Really interesting to see him just wandering around the AXA with his Liverpool home shirt on as well. It seems unlikely, but there you go. To be fair, it is because it's got the Standard Chartered sponsorship on the front. I'm just being a cynic.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anfield Edition reporting some content from the Daily Express Sport. The 13 Liverpool players who could be axed to fund their summer rebuild. Just to run through the list before I give you some comments on it. Matip, Gomez, Tsimikas, Kelleher, Milner, Firmino, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Keita, Phillips, Williams, Vandenberg, Adrian, Arthur. Now, those of you who may or may not know, I've got my own personal YouTube channel, Mage TV, and I actually went through the Liverpool squad on a video yesterday in the aftermath of Jude Bellingham stuff and spoke. Actually, I didn't actually include Reece Williams or Seb Vandenberg on that list, but everyone else on there was pretty much in the discussion about the players that Liverpool are likely to move on. Now, the issue presented by some of those players is, in the instance of Roberto Firmino, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Naby Keita, they're three players who are going to be leaving on a free transfer. So whilst that will free up their wages, it's obviously not going to help fund a summer rebuild in terms of transfer fees and what have you. There are some issues there. I don't think there's a world where Liverpool let Matip and Gomez go. Would possibly be foolish to let Kostas Tsimikas go, who's a very, very capable left-back deputy, of course. And there's a few other in there. Adrian, I think his contract is up as well, so he may well be going regardless. But yeah, interesting to see that list, and I don't think there's any real shocking names on there. I think some of that will be dependent upon interest from outside clubs and what have you. You know, I don't see a world where Liverpool get rid of two of their senior centre-backs in the summer, because effectively it means they have to go and buy two, and that's a lot of additional work when you consider there's a midfield that needs to be rebuilt at the same time. So, take that with a pinch of salt, but also, yeah, it is an interesting jumping-off point, and again, if you want to see my analysis, and it's a good 30-minute video breaking down reaction to the Jude Bellingham story, what Liverpool are really thinking with that, and then analysing the squad and why they might feel that the money is better spent across several footballers, whether we like it or not, and who they might be and what that might look like. That's over on Mach TV, M-A-Y-C-H space TV. It'll come up Match TV, because Mach isn't a word. I'm well aware of this. But yeah, if you type in Mach TV Bellingham, you'll probably find it that way as well, or it will be on our website. It's on redbenplus.com, free to watch on there as well. Just a little bit of a side story, again, not expressly relating to Liverpool, but the Premier League have put a statement out that clubs have agreed to withdraw gambling sponsorship from the front of their match day shirts, the first UK sports league to do so. Premier League clubs have today collectively agreed to withdraw gambling sponsorship from the front of clubs' matchday shirts, becoming the first sports league in the UK to take such a measure voluntarily in order to reduce gambling advertising. The announcement follows an extensive consultation involving the league, its clubs, and the Department for Culture, Media and Sport as part of the government's ongoing review of current gambling legislation. The Premier League is also working with other sports on the development of a new code for responsible gambling sponsorship to assist clubs with their transition away from shirt-front gambling sponsorship. The collective agreement will begin at the end of the 25-26 season. So obviously, yes, a few years away just yet, because there'll be a number of clubs who are tied into shared sponsorship deals. What is interesting in the wording is sometimes what is what the deeper meaning of what's being said there. So what it doesn't say is that's the end of shirt sponsorship at all, because of course it doesn't refer to sleeve sponsorship, and it's very clear in the wording on that. And it also mentions the match day shirts as well, the front of the club's match day shirt. So theoretically it could be on the front or the back of training gear or warm-up gear potentially. So not removing gambling sponsorship from football clubs at all, but yeah, the days of seeing them plastered all over the front of a football shirt is coming to an end, which is pretty interesting, to be perfectly honest. Okay, let's move things forward with a little bit of Liverpool transfer news. This is short and sweet, really, from a guy named Matteo Moretto. It was a periodista italiano, os hablo de fichajes en relevo, which I've never heard of, which is a sports media outlet. And they say via anything LFC underscore, Moises Caicedo is a target for Liverpool, but a deal is complicated. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. The complication would be that Brighton wants stupid money for a player who's not worth that, as much as he's a good footballer, and I'm not going to get tied into this again because I got absolute pelters for sharing these thoughts back in January. You know, there was talk of £70 to £80 million transfer fees, and then you can't help but have the hop, skip and a jump up to a Jude Bellingham. Is he, if you're getting into that kind of world for a player who's a, yeah, it's an interesting conversation, but for what it's worth, Relevo say, according to their Twitter bio, "We have come to talk only about sport. This is not little." That is not little. "We are also on TikTok, Twitch and Instagram." Good to know. So yeah, take from that what you will. But yeah, Matteo Moretto, is he trying to position himself? He's got 156,000 followers on Twitter, and he's got a blue tick, which on confirmation is a verified account because it's subscribed to Twitter Blue, or is a legacy verified account. Obviously, we now no longer know the difference. So there's that. The big story, which I've kind of drawn out up until this point, comes from Dave Maddock. Now, he's written a piece in the Daily Mirror, which was published yesterday evening, obviously after we released yesterday's Bite Size, but really interesting stuff from Dave Maddock, who's the Northern football correspondent for the Mirror, and as mentioned, we've collaborated with him a number of times. Really, really good guy, really deep thinking about the game as well. He says Liverpool have given up on the race for Jude Bellingham for now because of manager Jürgen Klopp's painful realisation his squad will require more extensive surgery than anticipated this summer. The Anfield club's impending absence from next season's Champions League has brought home the stark truth that owners FSG cannot afford to spend £130 million on the young Dortmund fielder and make the three or four further signings Klopp has identified. While the Reds boss is a huge admirer of Bellingham, he believes his biggest priority this summer is to land a top-class holding midfielder to replace Fabinho, whose dramatic collapse this season has been at the heart of Liverpool's demise. Klopp had already identified a potential problem in that position at the end of last season and went all in on a £75 million bid for Monaco's talented number six, Aurelien Tchouameni, only to be outbid by Real Madrid. But sources suggest Klopp will attempt to resurrect his interest in the France midfielder, who has never really settled in Madrid and is not an automatic choice as he sits behind countryman Eduardo Camavinga in the Real Madrid pecking order, who himself has played actually at fullback at random times this season as well. If Bernabeu bosses are prepared to sanction a deal, it would take at least the fee of €100 million they paid last summer, which translates to almost €90 million at today's crippling exchange rate after the UK's economic collapse. Klopp has sensibly three other holding midfielders on his shortlist. There's been contact with Brighton over Moises Caicedo and discreet inquiries over England midfielder Declan Rice, with both valued at well over £75 million. Fulham's João Palhinha is a cheaper option at around £40 million, but the manager also must now find first team ready, potentially world class replacements for both Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain, and they won't come cheap, with Mason Mount a real target at around £50 million and interest in Brighton's £75 million rated Alexis McAllister, whilst Conor Gallagher has also been mentioned. He would also like to add a young versatile replacement for Milner, while a defender is on his wish list, with Frankfurt's versatile Evan Ndicka as an interesting prospect who is out of contract this summer, although one that was shut down by Neil Jones on Journal Insight a week or so ago. But there's no hiding the simple fact that the club cannot afford a summer spending spree of £250 to £300 million, which rivals such as City and United and Chelsea routinely and apparently comfortably undertake. So yeah, there's that. Really interesting to see Tchouaméni's name come back up again, and one I think most of us are kind of put to bed, because you can't imagine that he makes the move to Real and then becomes available to Liverpool after just the season. It feels as though there might be a world in which Real Madrid go for Jude Bellingham, and then they've got a case to be made, because it doesn't look, and maybe I might be wrong on this, but it doesn't look like there's any great hurry to rush Toni Kroos or Luka Modric out of the door. As mentioned, Camavinga's been getting minutes in the fullback position. I don't know how long that will continue for. Has that been as a result of injury to Mendy, perhaps? And obviously Valverde is a real star as well. If Bellingham were to go to Real Madrid, would that make them more open to the selling on of Aurelien Tchouaméni? I'm not sure, but Liverpool have obviously done all their due diligence on him in the past. He was very much top target for the midfield last summer. How would you feel about that? If Liverpool were forced to go almost above and beyond to go and secure him, would you rather Liverpool just go for Jude Bellingham instead? It is an interesting conversation, but the Fabinho situation is one that does look like it needs to be addressed rather pressingly in the summer. Liverpool need to go and get someone who's far more at the peak of their powers to go and anchor the Liverpool midfield moving into the new campaign. So that might be the central crux of what has wrought this, really. Jude Bellingham isn't that, and that might be the big part of it. Anyway, that is that for now. Plenty of interesting things to pick apart in there, and I'm sure there'll be more to follow later on in the week. The Bellingham story has, of course, dominated absolutely everything this week, and why wouldn't it? We managed to sit down with Neil Jones for a Journo Insight special. In fact, I did, on Wednesday, to get his reaction to this, to find out a little bit about what's going on. Of course, he was one of the journalists who published his article on this at the same time as Paul Joyce and the other Northwest journalist pack. So to get his take on the timeline of how that came about, the insight onto what Liverpool are actually thinking, the involvement of Jürgen Klopp or not in the decision-making process, and a hell of a lot more. It's a 60-minute special, and it is available right now on RedmanPlus.com. And the beauty is, as a bite-sized listener, if you go over to RedmanPlus.com, choose a monthly club captain subscription and use the code BITESIZE on the payment screen, you're going to get it for 50% off for 3 months. So yeah, BITESIZE on the payment screen to get 50% off. That's just £2.50 to get access to that show. But of course, not just that, a wealth of other shows. That show is every single week, and it will continue into the summer as well. So when Liverpool are inevitably buying players, which they've got no choice but to do, Neil's gonna have his finger on the pulse of all that, and you will too as a result. So yeah, grab yourself a bargain while you can. And of course, if you need some support network type deal with Liverpool being a bit poo, then we've got you covered with our weekly shows on there as well. Like, for instance, I'm doing Thursday Night Pint this evening, 7 p.m. on Thursday on our YouTube channel, but we're doing Red Men Uncensored with Radio X DJ Toby Tallant and Liverpool musician Keo Kieran Molyneux. We'll be in there with me and Chloe Bloxham, just having a freestyle life chat, guaranteed to put a smile on your face. That series is amazing. So yeah, get yourself that 50% discount, use the code BITESIZE, and I hope to see you over there for more video and, of course, podcast goodness. Anyway, that is BITESIZE for today. I'm Paul Machin. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.